So Jesus in the Gospels revealing to his apostles of his coming departure, and it's very hard for them, as we can imagine. Right before this passage, Jesus said to them, "Where I'm going, you cannot come." And Peter asked Jesus, "Why not?" And Jesus again said, "Where I'm going, you cannot come now, but you will come afterwards." At this very moment, this is at the context is the Last Supper. So Jesus is preparing for his own suffering and death on the cross. On a human level, we might imagine that he needed comfort and help at this moment. But it was he who was giving the comfort and the help to his apostles. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God and faith in me. And now we hear the reason. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. Earlier in the gospel, Jesus talked about the Father's house, that the house of the Father was the temple. And remember how he cleansed the temple. And he said, "This is my Father's house. It shall be a place of prayer." But the Father's house he's talking about in this passage is the heavenly temple, the heavenly place, dwelling place of God, not the earthly one. So Jesus is filling them with hope, something we all need. And Jesus assured them they know the way that leads to where he is going, as he does for us. He is the very way, the truth, and the life. What is that way of Jesus? If we have Jesus in us, because he dwells in us, he's made us his temple, what is that way that leads to where he goes? It's Jesus and the way of sacrificial love, the way of the cross. That is the way. Just yesterday, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima to three shepherd children in 1917 in Portugal. And 100 years ago, the world was mad. Merciless violence and war in World War I. 9 million soldiers died in that war. Many more millions died from the effects of the war. There was also a genocide of the Armenian people around the same time. 1.5 million Armenian people were killed, murdered, tortured, led out into the desert, children and men and women to die. It was horrible. There was lots of trouble, and many hearts were troubled. And the Pope prayed and cried out to God for help. "Send us help, O Lord. Send us peace." 8 days later, he was doing a novena. On the 8th day of the novena, it was a Sunday, 100 years ago, the Blessed Mother came to the three shepherd children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, on a small hollow called the Cova de Ira. And that Cova de Ira means the cove of peace. So the Pope's prayer was heard. The children, they were tending sheep, and it was a beautiful day, blue skies, and they saw a flash of light, a lightning, and they were frightened. They're just little kids, 10 and 9 and 7. So they started getting the sheep back to safety, and they saw another flash of light, and then they saw, resting on the holm oak tree, this woman that was radiant. Lucy said that it was a woman more radiant than the sun. Her very clothes, it was like her clothes were made of light. And she had a pendant around her neck that was a little globe of fire, a little globe of light. And she had in her hand rosary beads, who also sparkled like stars, with the cross shining the brightest. And as you can imagine, they were just in complete awe as well as fear. They're afraid. And Mary said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I will not harm you." And after some time, they got used to the presence of Our Lady. And she went on to talk to them. She was about 17 years old. And she asked them to pray the rosary each day for peace. And they asked her if they could go to heaven. She was so beautiful. They all wanted to go to heaven. And the Blessed Mother said, "Yes, you all can come to heaven, although Francisco's got to pray many rosaries." So I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of the children of Fatima. One of the ones that really got me when I'd never heard of Fatima before when I was in graduate school, but the little picture of Francisco holding his rosary beads, knowing that he had to pray many rosary beads, that really got me. Francisco has to pray, a little kid has to pray many rosaries. I was thinking, boy, how many do I have to pray? So there they were, these three little children. And the Blessed Mother asked them to come to the same place over a period of 6 months on the 13th of each month at the same hour. And then she would further tell them more about who she was and what she was going to ask them to do. But she did ask them, even in the first apparition, if they would be willing to accept all the suffering that God might send them as an act of reparation for the sins that offend God, and also to make supplication for the conversion of sinners. Now, the little children, they didn't understand the world situation, but they did understand that this was a request from a mother who loved them so much. They could also see later her heart. The heart of this mother had thorns all around it. And she talked about how her heart was being pierced because of the sins that people committed in this bloody world war. My goodness, so many atrocities. Well, the children said yes to Our Lady's request. And over the next years, they live so beautifully what Our Lady asked of them, trying to find even the smallest ways to make sacrifice. Their daily duty, that was something Our Lady said, you can offer your daily duty. We can all do that. Every day we have things in our lives that are difficult. You might say our life is kind of have lots of built-in penance. If you find work difficult, do it well. Offer it up. They would give up their lunch sometimes. They certainly would pray. Sometimes they would go without water in the hot sun of Portugal. So they found many ways to offer themselves to God. And of course, they had to suffer abuse. Many people didn't believe them. They thought they were lying or crazy. But they weren't. October 13th, Our Lady promised that there would be a miracle that all could see that would help them believe. And over 70,000 people gathered on that day that had been raining all night. And finally, the children pointed up, and the sun came out, and it did what they called the dance. It gave off multicolors, zigzagging, and very unusual phenomena. And they didn't know what to make of it. And then it plummeted to the ground as though it was going to hit the earth. But it stopped. Everyone was crying out, "Mercy," or "Miracle." And the ground afterwards, the sun eventually went back up to its place. And the ground was all dry. Their clothes were dry. And they realized this great miracle that had happened. And the children weren't lying. Brothers and sisters, yesterday, the two children, Francisco and Jacinta, were canonized. Mary said that they would come home soon, that she would come back for them soon. It was just 2 or 3 years later. after this of the apparitions, that they passed away during the flu epidemic that killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide, the Spanish flu that broke out. So they died of complications, but they were so holy, beautiful little children. They knew the way that Jesus points out to us, the way of the cross, the way of love. And now we remember that they're in heaven. See, God is making each of us, brothers and sisters, a dwelling place. We think of our dwelling place as with God, and that's right. It is ultimately in heaven. But even now, right here on earth, God himself dwells with us. We are here in his presence as we celebrate Mass together in the Eucharist and the Word. He lives in us, dwells in us. We're his dwelling place. And in this dwelling place, we can make spiritual sacrifice to the Lord. Today, we honor our mothers. And I wanted to say thank you to our mothers for their amazing example to all of us of the way of Jesus Christ. Think about all the sacrifices our mothers make each and every day. They go unnoticed, unseen. I was thinking of my own mother and grandmother. You know, every time you'd come into the home of my grandmother, she was always trying to feed you. And it took work to feed five kids when we all piled in all at once. But she was so happy. You could tangibly feel the love in the house. And she'd always, you know, make the bread for us while we would be playing. And you could just smell the aroma. It would fill the whole house. My mother would be kind of sneaky, too. She would say, "Let's go to see Grandma." And then she would take us to church and have us go to confession. And so mothers play such a role in forming us. And I want to say thank you. We have wonderful mothers here, grandmothers here, and even women, just women, all women are blessed because they imitate the Blessed Mother. Spiritual mothers, through their prayers and sacrifice, they bring many to birth. I'd like this time to bless our mothers. Would our mothers and grandmothers, and really just simply all women, because we acknowledge the role of all women in being spiritual mothers. If you'd please stand, I'd like to offer a special blessing for you on this Mother's Day.